Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, yeah, that is the context. I mean, that's the reality. You know, I think we're perfectly capable of doing it, but we've got to become a really good team. You know, and we certainly weren't a good team on Sunday. I mean, we weren't even close to a good team on Sunday. So now there's a lot of reasons for that, and that's not like that doesn't say that that's all we can be. You know, we were better than that, you know, Sundays before that. So we need to be a lot better than that Sundays going forward. So that's what we're going to try to do. And I'm fired up, and I'm confident we can do it. You know, my hope would be 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks from now, you know, you guys will look back and acknowledge some of the gloom and doom. But I get it, because that's how it feels to us too. So if you're asking me, like, do we have a sense of urgency? It's like, I promise you, Childs, like, these guys, all of us have a massive sense of urgency. And we have had a sense of urgency. It's not like all of a sudden we're like, oh, we better get our act together. It's like, no, it's been that way like every single day, you know, in our building. That's how guys are approaching it. So we haven't turned it, we haven't reaped it yet, but we're gonna fight for that, you know, and we all believe we're gonna get there.
So that was John Harbaugh last week answering a question from Charles Walker about the sense of urgency for this Ravens team coming off the bye. They are in last place in the division for the first time in 10 years this late in the season, sitting at 1-5. So do we expect to see a more invigorated, a more focused, intense Ravens team when they take the field Sunday against the Chicago Bears?
Well, I think that's a fair expectation. Coming off a bye, that when the schedule came out, might have seemed a little misguided, a little mistimed, a little too early. Well, it turned out it came exactly when they needed it, right? To give Lamar that extra week to get back, to address some of their many shortcomings in real time, to have a chance to take stock of their franchise, excuse me, and everybody else in the league a couple of weeks ahead of the deadline. Like, I think it fell right into place in a lot of ways. And to give them the opportunity to reset, refocus, and try to recalibrate coming out of what's been an ugly and awful slide, right? To try to nip this losing streak in the bud. And to do it at a time where the Steelers showed their ass while the Ravens were on bye. We'll see what to make of the Bengals moving forward with Flacco. The Browns beat the second or third worst team in the league, but they've got their issues. So there's a path that still presents itself. And yes, they need to play like a team that has a true home field advantage. They need to play like a team that cares about giving their fans reasons to stay engaged through, I don't know, at least half the game, if not all of it. They need to show more fire. That sideline, the vibes on that sideline, the optics of that sideline need to improve for the better. Hopefully this is a no-tantrum zone.
Yeah, and they need to look like a team, Jason, that thinks they still have something to play for. Like, that it's not over. Like, because if they win, Like, there's a, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if they win Sunday and then they play the hapless Dolphins, who look like are going to have Mike McDaniel as their coach next Thursday, you can go on a two-game winning streak. The Steelers play the Packers this weekend. There's a scenario where all of a sudden you're in shouting distance, and I'm not saying they're going to go and win 9 of 11, but it is in front of them if they come out and look like a football team.
Yeah, they have to embrace the opportunity in so much as there is one. And the odds would say, and history would say, there's not much. Obviously, Harbaugh, you hear him, he's gonna preach that, you know, it could be worse. And yeah, we've only won one game, but that one game keeps that door, you know, at least somewhat ajar for us. And this is a team that has a playoff pedigree. This is a team that has a number of individuals who, when they're right, are among the best of their breed in what they do on a football field. It's coaching staff that has a number of individuals on it who have been a part of winning teams and, more often than not, been a part of winning teams. There's institutional knowledge and know-how. However, it's also a roster that has a lot of holes. It's a team that's backed itself into a corner. There's not much room for error, and they seem to be woefully deficient and bereft of sufficient talent, size, attitude in the trenches to pull off this Herculean task of what it would take to salvage the season and still reach the playoffs. So they've got to shed their skin. They've got to shake that all off. And yeah, there needs to be a different fire and intensity to all three aspects of play. It's going to take all three aspects of play, and it's going to take them being good pretty much simultaneously from here on out. And the reality is that didn't happen through the first quarter of the season, first third of the season. There, you might find instances in parts of games where all three seem to be pulling in the same direction, but not quite often.
Yeah, you know me, but and by the way, Inside Access here on a Monday, Bones out today, but Jason and I will be taking you till 6 o'clock. I am someone who gets suckered by optimism, and just based on watching football this weekend and my expectation that Lamar Jackson is going to be on the practice field when they practice this week, I am, call me naive, I am bought in seeing a better product than we've seen the last couple of games.
Well, yeah, I mean, that would be a degree of a modicum of professionalism that has to be displayed. They have to be a competitive football team.
Yes.
At the very least. They can't keep duplicating what happened at Arrowhead, what happened against the Texans. I mean, frankly, what really could have happened against the Rams.
Yeah, we talked about that last week. They played with their food, the Rams.
They caught the Rams at a time where Puka gets injured in game, and Davante Adams is having his worst game in a while. And so that's great. And the Ravens hung in there. But let's face it, when opportunity presented itself in that game,
couldn't
get a yard.
No.
Couldn't get a yard to save their season. So, and that happened on multiple occasions. So, yeah, there's nowhere to go but up, I suppose. But I would also say it takes a lot collectively to dig the hole they dug. And I personally don't think they're getting out of it. But hopefully there's at least an arc to this season that is something other than it was over almost before it started.
Let me ask you a question before we step out. I just want you to go down a hypothetical rabbit hole with me. If they do beat the Bears and the Dolphins, do you think that's enough to buy the fan base back in?
Well, I mean, I think it gets people. Maybe that gives you the environment that the Bengals had, right, against the Steelers the other night, where people are there and they're giving it a shot and they're fired up and they're trying to root them on. But then you've got to take at least, I mean, if you don't sweep those three, you've got to take two or three, right, from the three straight division games.
Yes.
That's not going to be easy.
They got to win.
That wasn't going to be easy without all this crap happening. No.
They got to win 9 of the next 11. Like, that's the task at hand, right? And that's, I know, and Lamar alluded to this early in the season. We started 2-2 in 19, and we won 12 in a row and went 14-2. Well, that was a better football team than this one. Maybe we didn't know it at 2-2, but we found out pretty quickly.
Yes. This feels like a Ravens anomaly. And it may prove to be a Ravens anomaly. I'm not sure when we get to January, we're going to say, oh, this season reminded me of this or reminded me of that. I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of comps because this hasn't looked like a Ravens football team since the fourth quarter in Buffalo.
We have a big Monday show again. Tim's out. He'll be out this week, but be back with us next week. But guess-wise, Orioles still have not hired a manager. It's going to be an interesting offseason. At least we think so. Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, covers the O's, joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll talk to our friend Jonas Schaefer, covers the Ravens for the Banner. Get his thoughts as the Ravens. Harbaugh speaks today. They'll be back practicing as they get ready for the Bears in earnest on Wednesday, but they are there today. And our own Cordell Woodland, who just finished up with Vinny, will get his thoughts at 5.
Yeah, a lot of our friends we usually connect with on a Monday. Obviously, this is a little different coming off a bye without a game to dissect, but we will look a little bit at that Bears-Saints game and start to pivot towards Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson and what that task ahead will look like. It's still eerily quiet out of the warehouse.
Yeah.
As we move towards November, they haven't confirmed a single meeting with any potential managerial candidates. That's each week that goes by, that gets a little more interesting, at least to me. We'll probably talk a little bit along the way about the game 7 tonight.
Yeah.
Those pesky Blue Jays. That was another fourth quarter debacle in UCLA. I cannot honestly, looking at their schedule, come up with a scenario where this Terrapins coaching staff is back, but maybe that's just me.
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy, but they've now lost three straight games that they could have and some would say should have won, and now coming off another bye where they're terrible. They've got the number
Locks
two team.
Is 0-10.
Yeah, they've got the number two team in the country coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that should be interesting. Coming up next, we stick with the Ravens, and we'll talk Terps coming up at 2:30. What more can and should Kyle Hamilton be doing to help this defense? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to get back to that. I mean, I think that you see we were able to do some things with Kyle, and I think that benefited us. I mean, he's a beast, and offenses really have to account for him. So, you know, now we can use that to our advantage. We can make offenses predictable of where they're going to slide and where they're going to run the football. So that helps us out a lot, and credit to K-Ham, man. He hasn't played at the nickel position or dime position. It was funny. He was talking in about what since week whatever last year, so it's been a long time. But I mean, he's like we said, he's a unicorn. He's a smart player. He stepped in Wednesday and kept it going throughout the game, so that definitely helps us out a lot.
That was Zach Orr last week talking about moving Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage. Alohi Gilman acquired from the Chargers. Gilman, for his part, had 7 tackles, 4 solo against the Rams. Kyle Hamilton, 4 tackles, 2 solo. We saw him closer to the line of scrimmage. We saw him be able to bust up a couple screens. He was making plays, but not necessarily a playmaker in that game. So, Jason, what more can and should Kyle Hamilton be doing for this defense?
Well, he's got to be making plays. I mean, fair, unfair, whatever. The ship has sailed on Roquan. For me, I think he's one of the most overrated players in the NFL. Matabike might never play a snap for them again. He's certainly not this year. Marlon's been banged up on the injury report, off the injury report, on the injury report.
Not playing well either.
Not playing. No, man. I don't know that he's going to shrug this off all of a sudden and be what he was. The rookie free safety's playing like a rookie free safety. So, you know, and they don't have an edge rusher to speak of. So, like, fair, unfair, right or wrong, they've reset the market for Kyle Hamilton. Kyle Hamilton has become the face of this defense, and Kyle Hamilton needs to make plays.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to make plays on the ball in flight. He needs to be a presence around the line of scrimmage. He needs to help create turnovers. He needs to produce plays that change momentum and change sort of the flow of energy during a four-quarter football game. Not all those need to result in a takeaway or in a sack, but I can go back and think of some of the plays he's made tackling people at the sticks,
mm-hmm.
Attacking people with a vigor before they're able to keep drive sustained, showing up as a presence around and behind the line of scrimmage. Doesn't always have to result in a sack. Needs to result in more pressures and things like that. The onus falls on him. I mean, again, we could pretend it falls on Roquan.
No.
He's not... even when he was earning or about to get the $20 million a year bestowed on him, playmaker?
No, but back in the day, he was the quote-unquote force
energy
multiplier.
Energy source, yeah. Life source.
Made like other guys better.
Physical tone setter. Yeah. Playmaker?
No.
But I think that it they've created, as a coaching staff and as a front office now, a roster in which it's, if you study the defensive side of the ball and you want to figure some sort of path out of the abyss, I don't think it can happen without Kyle Hamilton at least take defensive player of the year stuff off the table, which, I mean, I don't think anybody was running or shying from that. Years past,
we were talking
coming into this
we
season.
We were talking about
nobody
that.
Nobody was running or shying of that coming into the season. Let's just keep it real. But take that off the table now. Kyle Hamilton, week in, week out, needs to be one of the best 3, 4, 5, 6 football players on that field. But both teams in the hopper.
Yep. Yes.
It's like bingo machine. You're blowing the B21, G55, right? Like Hamilton, what the hell number does he wear? I'm terrible
14.
With numbers. 14, H14. Like that's got to be something that's rolling off the tongue as you're marinating on what just transpired as the Ravens play football from here on out. Like, he needs to be an impactful standout player. There is no chance of this defense being anything worse than the path of least resistance without that.
I don't want to put too much pressure on him, but you know what he needs to be basically week in and week out? The guy we saw in San Francisco on Christmas 2 years ago. Like, that guy was a playmaker. That guy was disrupting everywhere on the field. I think he ended up with two picks in that game.
Yes.
That and so we know that that's
he was getting picks from the free safety position.
Yes.
Not slot hybrid linebacker.
But like, no, 2 years ago, but he was a lot around, like he was rushing the passer, tips. He tipped a ball, got his own tip.
Picked off Purdy in the end zone on a ball that traveled over 20 yards in the air.
But the second one was closer to the line of scrimmage. Yeah, so he was everywhere. That's what that essentially is what he needs to be week in and week out. You're right. He needs to be the best player on the field on defense for them and one of the five best players on the field, period.
Now, we can say, well, with the cast around him, that's not going to happen. Well, okay. But, I mean, to this point, he's the only dude out of the group of dudes we thought were going to get paid who got paid.
Yes.
And he's on the side of the ball that's been god-awful.
Garbage.
But it's also the side of the ball, and specifically the secondary, that they put all their assets and money into.
Correct.
So if he can't be elite, forget about it.
No, they're screwed. If he can't be the guy that let's face it, we were crowing that he was going to be a defensive player of the year candidate before the season started. Now we expected the defense not to be garbage. But if he can't be the guy that we've seen in the past, they have no chance. We do know it's in him. And guys, great football players shouldn't need other players to make them great. They should be great on their own. So he should be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a must. Him being good, him being solid, like they've got no margin for error. They don't have playmakers on that roster, and he is compensated and was drafted to be a playmaker. It's got to happen. He's got to help pull them out of this crevasse. I can't make a case for anybody else.
No.
Like, if you think Van Noy's putting this team on his back again, I think you're out of your mind.
No.
If you think there's any D tackle who's going to look good without Matabike anchored next to him, I'm going to say you haven't really been watching these football games. And if you're banking on Roquan being healthy, I just say, just go back and watch Roquan in like 16 of his last 17 games and tell me if he's a plus football player.
Can he be better than what they had, say, last week at against the Rams at Insight? Can he be better than what we had the last couple weeks while he's been out? And now it's a low bar. Can he be better than that?
I mean, I didn't think the linebackers were terrible against the Rams.
Well, they were good, sort of.
I mean, they didn't get thrown at as much. He didn't throw to the running backs as much. They didn't run the volume of plays I thought the Rams would run. I mean, there's a lot of things that went into that, but it's not like they just got exposed and picked on for four quarters. It wasn't that at all, frankly. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they're going to lose some more football games.
Yeah.
Are we going to ever hear from him after? Are we going to hear anything out of him that truly acknowledges what's taking place here, how bad it's gone, and his role in it? I'm not holding my breath.
We'll get back to the Ravens a little bit. By the way, we're going to take your phone calls at the bottom of the hour, 410-583-1057. But coming up next, we do have to – this might be the last time we spend a lot of time on the Maryland Terrapins football team in a while based on the way the schedule lays out. But what happened Saturday, and what do we think of this football team now? Maryland football losing to UCLA. We discuss next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, we've lost 3 Big Ten games by a combined, I guess, 10 points the last 3 weeks. And here's what I'm going to tell you so that your questions, you can gear them however you want. I'm not going to ask what is the issue or why this keeps happening. I'm not going to ask why. Why is a victim question? And I'm not a victim. I'm going to ask what we need to do, what I need to do to get us to be able to finish these games. And to me, that's a growth mindset that this team has. And I promise you, that's where we are. That's how I'm coaching them. That's what my job will be the next couple of next week with the bye week coming upon us. Is to not say why, we're not victims, but what we can do.
So that's Mike Locksley after the Terps lose their third straight game, their third straight game where they had a second-half lead, their third straight game where they lose by one possession. And this was at UCLA, 20-17. They have a bye this week. Locksley 0-10 coming off a bye, I think. And then they host Indiana, who's ranked number 2 in the country, for homecoming. That could get ugly fast. They were once 4-0, Jason. They're now 4-3, and he can say they're not victims, and he can also say not same old Terps, but sure as hell feels like same old Terps.
Well, they came into the game the worst fourth quarter team in the country, I think, minus 31 scoring differential, and it got worse. It was the first poor game that Malik played, and instead of the coaching staff seemingly understanding that from early on, and again, it's only the second road game he's played, and let's be real, Wisconsin's garbage.
Yes, they're terrible.
So this is the first hot team he's faced on the road, and this is a full, you know, bi-coastal road trip, and everybody on Maryland's licking their wounds going in, and they have an epic drive early and can't convert it to points. I don't know why they don't activate his legs more in goal-to-go situations when they have booted him out. He's had some easy rushing touchdowns. I don't know why they won't run him a little bit more between the 20s. They are incredibly predictable in terms of these little checkdowns and screen passes to running backs and slot receivers that are getting people blown up, that are leading to turnovers or near turnovers. I look, are they 5 plays away from being now 7-0 and maybe in the top 15 in the country? They are. The problem is, under this stewardship, they've never made those plays.
No.
And these stewards have been here, the head coach especially, for quite some time. And this had all the hallmarks of what have become devastating late Maryland losses. It is kids getting ejected from the game. It is penalties. Some of them are borderline that just seemingly will never go your way. It's not being able to pick up that critical first down or get that critical stop when you need it. It's seemingly not having creative answers offensively to help things out. The fact they still won't even try to run the ball more than they do on a day where the quarterback can't complete a simple 5-yard out It really blows my mind, and I feel awful for those kids who fought their ass off on defense, who came into it already shorthanded due to some injuries, who then lose Wingate to injury, lose two more guys getting thrown out of the game for targeting. A 4.5-hour game. They had to be – I was tired just watching it. They had to be worn out. And then to lose it late like that, when they kind of started to run out of players – I don't know, man. I don't think there's any getting off the mat from this one. And I thought it was another systemic failure on the coaching staff.
That way, Ben, where
and if Monachino had blitzed like that against Washington, this whole thing might not have happened in the first place.
Where are you on this, Beltway Ben?
It's pretty disgusting. I still remember DeJuan Williams had the 15-yard run to cross midfield. You're up three. And really, I mean, you could have put the game away there. There were, what, 7 minutes when they started that drive? DeJuan Williams has the run. Then he has a 4-yard run and did not run the ball again.
Don't try it again.
He didn't do it again. They threw two passes and punted. Get the ball back, throw a pass, complete a pass, and then throw an interception. And then, I mean, they did have the good drive down the field to tie it. But, like, their offense is so predictable. Teams are teeing off on the screen passes, and it's every single down. And it's, like, how'd they beat Wisconsin? A play pass and Malik taking the shot over the top to beat somebody. And, like, we don't see them do that much. And when they do, it's just guys dropping passes. And Malik didn't play well.
No.
But as a coaching staff and a fan base, you knew it was coming. When he hasn't played at UCLA. As you said, he played at Wisconsin. I mean, now he's played in some MIA games. But, like, there's going to be a learning curve for him. And I'm not at all that frustrated with him.
No.
I mean, when the ball was in his hands, down seven, he dragged him right down the field. And what happened? His legs. I don't know whether it's he doesn't, because there are times where I'm like, he could have got a few more yards. Yeah. He doesn't want to get hit. But I don't know what the communication is there. Like, why are they not utilizing his legs more, especially in a game right here where you couldn't score? You had a pick six. That was the only touchdown
you
had early.
And you got a bye week looming.
Yeah.
Before you face the number two team in the country, this is your chance to save your season. You win here, you get back on a bowl track, whatever. You wilt like they did, and then you look at the upcoming schedule.
You're right.
I don't want to hear about attendance. I was there, was completely sold. I've been there three games. The crowd's been into it, all of them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear about attendance if there's not a whole lot of people there to watch them get demolished by Indiana at 3:30 in the afternoon in 2 weeks.
That's the thing. You know, we talk fantasy and reality, and there is a scenario where they're 7-0 right now getting ready to play Indiana. But the reality is they're 60 minutes away from being 4-4. Like, that's where we are. Like, you couldn't take advantage of any of those opportunities in any of those games, and now you're 60 minutes away from being 4-4. And when you look at the schedule and the way they play, I guess they can go to Rutgers and win, and they got Michigan State at home. Actually, they have Michigan State at Ford Field. I guess they can win that one. I have no confidence they're beating any of the other three. They're ranked opponents, and I don't think Locks is going to win those games.
No, and I don't know what the rhetoric's going to be coming out of this bye or what have you, but I don't know how you can listen to this and be like that. This isn't reality. Like, it's not like it's ulterior reality. It's coming from an alternate universe.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this. Okay. They're 4-3 right now. If they win two of their, so if they finish, 5-7, I guess that would be, is that enough for you to bring this coaching staff back?
This AD seems to be pretty savvy. And I think what he's got to start doing right now is caucusing with the people who actually dictate franchises. Well, because that's what these are now. They're franchises. They're not programs. They're not schools. They're franchises. So who are the owners of the franchise? It's not the school president. It's not the board of trustees. It's the people paying the freight. It's the Planks of the world. It's the people who are literally paying the salaries. And can they start to thread a needle to find a way to keep some of these players that Locks has done a tremendous job recruiting, but find out if you got to start playing the back channel game? I think it would be, if you're guaranteeing them Malik, and I don't know, you're still going to get the kid from St. Francis to come. Like, I don't know how the game's played, but they've got to try to find a way to pay these players enough that they don't want to leave and find somebody to come in who's going to galvanize them and make them think that this is still the place for us. I don't know. I don't know how easy or difficult it is to thread that needle. They might be fearing that Loxley goes to a Power Five school with a big budget and he takes these kids with him and we're screwed.
Yeah.
That's not my area of expertise, but I think ultimately you're selling tickets and you're selling your program, and their brand has become fourth quarter disasters under this coach.
And Ben, this landscape has changed. We've seen Florida, what the booster said, we're not giving you guys any money anymore if you keep Billy Napier. So they had to fire Billy Napier. James Franklin fired at Penn State. Colorado State fired their head coach. Like, guy, I feel like this, you can't just keep moving forward with mediocrity.
Well, and in terms of Florida, Florida fired their coach after a win. That's the SEC. Yeah. And also, there's a lot of talk about Napier and Lagway, right? That's how it is with Washington and Loxley, right? Everybody said, you don't fire Napier because you're going to lose Lagway. The Florida boosters had got enough. They had enough of it. But Florida also will always be able to bring in those recruits. Maryland, that's Loxley's thing, you know, recruiting. I would be pretty surprised if he's fired. I think they're going to win two more games. I think they're going to be bowl eligible. And from what it sounds like, they're going to give him another year. That's what I think. If they lose out, no. If they lose out, I think he's done. But as long as they win two more games, I think he's fine.
Maryland off this week. They host Indiana a week from Saturday. It's a 3:30 nationally televised game on CBS, so that should be interesting. Coming up next, though, we want to hear from the people. Ravens off the bye. John Harbaugh going to speak in a little bit. We'll get to hear from him. How are they doing as they come off the bye? They'll be back on the practice field officially on Wednesday. How are you feeling about the Ravens as they are coming off the bye, take on the Bears this Sunday? 410-583-1057. You feeling any more optimism? We can talk some O's as well, as we're going to be joined by Matt Weirich coming up at 3 o'clock. And they seem, Britt Chiarulli just tweeted, the Orioles seem to have no urgency in searching for a manager. So, alas.
Like Buck Showalter told us, they don't really want a manager. Yeah. They want an in-house puppet. They already got him. They don't want a GM. Yeah. They're not even going to try to hire a GM. He told you that.
410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. Week 7 in the National Football League, almost in the books. We got a doubleheader of football games, Buccaneers-Lions, Texans-Seahawks, and then the Ravens back on the practice field on Wednesday. Anything that you saw this weekend make you feel better about the Baltimore Ravens? We can also conclude Thursday with the Steelers losing to the Bengals. Browns blew out the Dolphins. We can get into the O's, as they don't seem to be in a hurry to do much that they can do. Obviously, free agency isn't open yet, but no rush to hire a manager or a general manager. And if you want to talk Terps, you can do that as well. 410-583-1057. Let's get things started with our buddy Trippy. Trippy, you're on the Fan.
Hey, man, you know, I want to talk about the Ravens, man. You know, I ain't no big Terps football fan. Hey, shout out to Rashawn and Dustin, though. I wish I was a Terps fan, because maybe I would have saw history this week when Ohtani, what, 10 Ks, 3 home runs? That's the only thing I was mad about. But, you know, Terps lost 3 straight.
Yeah, the Terps communication staff were at the game. It was unbelievable.
So was Rashawn.
Man, oh, man.
That's crazy. But back to the Ravens, though, man. I told y'all last week, man, you know, them first 6 games, that was a bye week. So this week 1, though. But we're going to see what the guys going to do, man. What, we got 11 games left? We're going to see. Because, like I said, they've been saying all year they got a nasty taste in their mouth. And the same team that beat us last year, you know what I mean, came back down 15 points. And it seemed like we couldn't find ourselves yet, man. Another thing. If the Ravens don't get it together, let me find out. We might go 4-13 like Ray said, and our only 3 wins and an extra win probably be against Aaron Rodgers and all of them against Joe Flacco. Ain't that crazy? But, hey, man, nice talking to y'all.
Hey.
And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
I hope you're on that Ohtani home run prop with me before that game.
By the way, I always like to bust your chops about the whole Ohtani Judge thing, but
He's the greatest baseball player in the history of the world.
It's not
of
close.
The planet.
It's not close.
He's Godzilla, and everybody else is a building that he knocks down.
There are guys that have hit 3 home runs in a playoff game. There are guys that have struck out 10 guys in a playoff game. He did it in the same game. He did it in the same
the
damn
single
game.
Single greatest individual performance in the history of team sports, as far as I'm concerned.
That's the greatest, I just put it, greatest postseason performance I've ever seen. That was in an NLCS, clinching NLCS game. He went 6 shutouts, struck out 10, and hit 3 home runs.
Could you imagine playing in the NHL and scoring a hat trick and then also like making 48 saves on 50 shots and winning the game?
No, you can't. That's not possible. But that's the baseball.
I mean, you could be goalie for a period, play a couple shifts, call timeout, go back in the score a real quick hat trick, go back in the goal.
Yeah, yeah, No, what he did is it's insanity. It's and the other thing with the Dodgers, their top three hitters are first ballot Hall of Famers. Like that's where they are right now. When you go,
oh yeah,
when you go Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, those are three first ballot Hall of Famers.
Well, and Turner is. I mean, Muncy is freakishly clutch. Yeah. Kike Hernandez is in the all-time playoff Hall of Fame.
Oh, he's like, ridiculous.
If you want to talk about all-time guys who go from just an average, like a jag to a Hall of Famer Kike in October, he's in that Hall of Fame.
By the way, only with the Dodgers, though. He goes to other teams. No, it's like, yeah.
But he's done it a lot with the Dodgers.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. What did he go, the Red Sox for a minute? Yeah. He wasn't any good. Goes back to the Dodgers doing it again. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Ed's in Towson. Ed, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you feel?
What's up?
Hey.
I think far as the Maryland, because, you know, and I've having coached for a lot of years, like Maryland was always near and dear as far as, you know, me wanting to see my kids play right up the road on Route 1. Well, the last, you know, three games have not been enduring. And here's the reason it's not a good thing. You know as well as I do, J-Lock, right now the name of the game is keeping your kids.
Yes.
They'll move in a heartbeat. And right now I told the guy, I said, All eyes are on my man Cignetti out there at Indiana, because it looks like a place where a kid can get there and put some decent work in. A lot of people are looking at, you know, kids are looking the other way and looking at that cat right there as the place to be. Now, does he have a big enough war chest? That's another question, but that's what they're doing.
So Ed, they should, by giving him the third largest contract in college football, it seems to me that they're telling him he's got a war chest. You're not
going.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. So that's what you have to worry about. Now, let me tell you the other thing that Lossie's got to worry about. Because what you're doing, they lost the other night, and part of that was because you're putting a lot of college people are going through that. But you're putting a bunch of guys together that have never been together, and the last 2 minutes of a game is a very important part, and you have to be on the same page, and that's part of the issue. Now, let me tell you this, J-Lock, the other thing. Okay, Franklin left, you know, Penn State. So people are looking at the fact that Penn State, he may look for a big-time job, a Florida job, and stuff like that. Well, a coaching buddy of mine said, you know, don't count it out, because he's got DMV ties. He knows this area. I know it doesn't sound sexy. It's an ACC school, but don't count out Virginia Tech.
Well, they could be a school.
It sounds dumb.
No, look.
I appreciate the call.
I when I was at Syracuse, Virginia Tech, guys like Mike Vick were at Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
And Virginia Tech.
Frank Beamer had a, but yeah.
Virginia Tech was a wagon.
Yes.
I mean, best special teams in the country.
Yep.
Defense that could get after your
Beamer
ass.
Beamer ball.
And he was recruiting the heck out of the Norfolk Tidewater area. So, like, you can't, yeah, could they, dude, if Indiana became a power, Virginia Tech could rise again.
Yeah. By the way, and I want to hammer down on that for a minute. It would make no business sense for Indiana to give Cignetti all that money and then not have any money to put a football like they have decided they're going all in on football.
Yeah.
So like that's a place now.
Yeah. No. If I'm in Indiana and I'm squirming a little bit right now, I might be squirming on the basketball side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're not gonna pay this guy and then not try to keep the players for him.
Yeah.
And he's great at identifying the players. Yeah. He took a bunch of kids from JMU who could immediately excel in the Big Ten.
Yes. Yeah. Did you just? And if you're not aware, he's the third highest paid coach in all of college football now, Cignetti. Coming up next, though, we switch to the Orioles. We told you leaving the last segment. Brett Chiarelli just tweeted the Orioles are in no rush to hire a manager. What does Matt Weirich think about their managerial search or lack thereof? What's going on at GM? What does he think of their offseason so far? He covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun and joins us next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.